Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey. The FM News, a little more at 3.
Lovely, delicious. Lovely boy, Ben. Lovely, delicious boy.
He is a delicious boy, isn't he?
He sure is.
Yeah.
What's that knock story again, sorry?
It is the 6th best airport in Europe for wait times. Don't you know how, like, if you get to the car park in Knock Airport, you can be sitting airside within about 7 seconds?
I love that. Oh, that's what I love. I love Knock Airport, I love Kerry Airport, I love Cork Airport, because you can budget in less waiting time. You're in and you're through and bang, you're on the plane. Bosh.
I like the wait. It's all part of the airport experience. If they say don't show up more than 2 hours beforehand, I'm there about 4.5 hours.
Now, the only downside of Knock Airport is that you have to have cash in hand. You're not allowed in without a tenner in your pocket.
Really?
Yeah, this development fee, you have to pay a tenner going through security. So that's the only catch with not having to queue.
Right. So there's 6. What are ahead of them? Do you know the details of where the other Irish airports are?
The other Irish airports are not above Knock.
Knock is the best of all of the Irish
airports. Belgrade is the quickest.
Welcome to Ireland West Airport. For information on airport COVID guidelines, please dial 1. For information on today's scheduled arrivals, please dial 2. Mm. For information on today's scheduled departures, please dial 3. For information on any disruptions, please dial 4. For Ryanair, please dial 5.
I just want to talk to a human.
For car hire, please dial 6.
This is why they're so fast.
For all other general inquiries, please dial 0.
It's ringing.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's
ringing. You still there, Ben?
Yeah.
Cool. It's still ringing.
You've been forwarded to a voicemail system. However, the person at 0 did not subscribe to this service. A valid operator number has not been specified. The session cannot be continued at this time. Please try again later. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. See him.
They're just making sure that there's nobody in the queue. There's nobody there to answer the phone.
The reason it takes so little time to get through Knock Airport is because there's nobody there to get in your way and slow you down.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon. On Today FM.
Hello, it's Wednesday. Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you?
And we're feeling great and groovy.
Last night I went to an Elvis-themed restaurant, Ray.
Happy Elvis Day, by the way. Elvis Day died on this day in 1977.
Respect the man. Yeah, I went to an Elvis-themed restaurant last night, Ray. Mm. It's for people who love meat tender. More of that to come across the show.
Oh. Contemporary jokes has got to be said. Arguing right back to 1977. Keeping it cool, keeping it current. This is Today FM in 2023, doing Elvis jokes. To the person who sent in a text of complaint.
Oh, poor taste. Yeah. Poor taste. And horrendous was the word. Horrendous.
There's nobody left alive related to Elvis. Even didn't his daughter die recently?
Possibly.
All right. My pet mouse died last night. His name was Elvis. I called him Elvis.
Yeah,
he got caught in a trap.
Today FM, summer. Cop on.
A man has died here.
He died in 1977. Do you know what? I've decided I'm going to start ringing people back who complain about the show. I'm just going to cold call people. Have them vent their spleen live on
air. Because it's not just our show, it's your show too.
It's not just our show, it's your show too. Here's your cash machine total. It's 30,000. Joe Curry and Bed. Get out of that bed. This is the FM. Play music you love. How are you doing? How are you doing? He's still in the bed. It's 17 minutes. Nearly 18 minutes past 2 o'clock in the day. He's up there in the bed. It's just the summer holidays. I can't wait till I go back to school. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Hello there. Ray's here. JP's there.
Hello.
And Orla Ormond is here.
Hi.
With us.
Oh my God.
The gang's all here.
Hello.
Welcome to Wednesday's little broadcast. Soft launch day 294 today. Any indication Actually, today's JNLR listenership figures day today.
Oh. So,
but we're not allowed to say if we're up or down or how we did, or we're not allowed to say that. Things have gone weird with the listenership figures and the JNLR since our day. Do you remember, like, there used to be a time, what I used to be, Orla, you would have been in nappies at the time, right? I'll tell you about when I was on lunchtimes, right?
Go on, tell me. I actually was at, remember, I came to one of your live shows then, so I was purely an audience member then.
We used to do live lunches, yeah. When I was on lunchtimes, I used to call myself the king of the afternoons, mm-hmm. and everyone loved it. And everyone got Everyone loved it, and everyone got the joke.
Right, okay.
And then on listenership figures day, you go on the radio and you'd be like, you'd be calling out other shows, your competitors, pointing at them and thumping your chest,
yeah.
and saying how great you are.
Magnanimity was not a strong suit.
No, that was a young Ray Foley. I've changed now.
Of course.
But back then I was all bravado and bluster. I was all piss and vinegar,
you
guys.
Were full of P&V, I was just going to say. Yeah.
I was the king of the afternoons, as I called myself, and that was really just masking, really. It was disguising sort of the deep-seated insecurity that I still suffer from to this day. Mm. And I've tried every form of medication, self-medication, alcohol, every type of SSRI and antidepressant under the sun, and nothing has touched it. It hasn't even touched the sides. It's still there. So I've given up on the whole king of the afternoon thing.
Right.
But on the listenership figures day, it's every 3 months, of course, the listenership figures come out.
Uh-huh.
And on listenership figures day, I'd be like, you'd be allowed to say, I'm the greatest, I'm number one, I'm the best ever, right? But now, you're not allowed to do that.
Can't do that, no.
It's all where it's. There's this notion of like, what is it? Choose radio. Are you familiar with this concept?
Choose radio.
Hashtag choose radio.
Right.
That's what they say. And they say, everyone, we're all in this together. And hashtag choose radio.
Hang on a second. Yeah. All the radio stations work in radio.
My radio. No, but see, my thing is no. Don't choose. Yeah, fine. All well and good. If you're choosing radio, choose my radio.
Mm.
Don't be choosing anybody else's. But no, that's not how it works now. It's like it's an industry thing and we're all in this together. Which, as you can imagine, for someone like me, for an egomaniac such as yours truly.
Very much so, yeah.
It's a bitter pill to swallow.
Sure.
So the listenership figures, we're not allowed to talk about them until tomorrow.
I have just received a message from management saying, by the way, we cannot talk about the figures.
We're not talking about the figures
as a concept.
We're talking about the way the figures are talked about, but we're not actually talking about the figures.
Management have expressed their relief and have thanked us for not for saying we're not going to talk about
the
figures.
No, we're not.
This is all happening in real time, guys.
Someone's sweating and panicking outside.
Yeah.
No, but we're not. I'm just talking about how the listenership figures are talked about. Mm. And then this is the other thing that never used to happen in our day. When we had a proper show, right? When we were on lunchtimes, when I was the king of the afternoons.
Big time, yeah.
They'd come in literally in the middle of the show and tell us what the figures were. I remember Tom Hardy standing outside at the banister there. What's the little kind of at the glass thing?
You'd call that a banister, yep.
I'd be in the middle of chatting and he would do a thumbs up or a thumbs down based on how you did.
Which could really affect the mood of any given show.
thinking back to it, it's like, that's wildly inappropriate.
Thumbs up you could appreciate.
Well, absolutely.
The thumbs down.
But more often than not, the king of the afternoon was looking at several thumbs down in a row. Stretching the definition of radio royalty, it has to be said. And then you could talk about it straight away. We used to have a thing called the flute of truth, which was a sliding whistle, and then we would signify whether we're up or down based on on our listenership figures. And then we'd pick fights with other radio shows, something we don't do now because we've matured up and out of it. And then there's this thing, you can't talk about it until tomorrow as well because they're heavily embargoed. And the real tragedy...
What's that?
Is that we're not on tomorrow.
We're off.
We're off tomorrow and Friday.
What?
Yeah. We're not on tomorrow and Friday.
I have big plans.
Yeah.
You'll neither hear our tears or cheers.
Well, here's the thing. Because we're not on tomorrow, everyone's going to jump to the conclusion that because of today's listenership figures... we've been sacked. And Ireland You'd be right. It's not good news, but we can't say anything.
Well, we can't say if it's good news or bad news.
I can say. I can say. What can you say? I'm not going to be sleeping. I know we've got a big meeting tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. Ladies, you're dead. I'm going to do a roll call after this. This is Today FM. Girls Aloud Love Machine, Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Wednesday, Ray Foley on the radio. JP's over there.
How are you?
Orla Ormond's in the house.
Hiya.
Let's do a roll call, actually. Ray, on shot. JP.
On shot.
Orla.
On shot.
On shot, indeed. And your text this afternoon, 0874-101-02. Go on, Ray. Tell us. I can't. No, there's no... It's an embargo situation. And genuinely, I wouldn't be inclined to be... But for the fact that we're off tomorrow... This is our last day. Is it good today, guys? This is it now.
Is this the sign-off show?
This is it now.
This is like Dermot and Dave all over again, except it's both of us going.
This is like the end of Dermot and Dave, except in our case, nobody cares. There's going to be no emotional hugs. They're not going to be putting any videos on the internet for our last show.
No.
They're not.
I know.
We're going to be scrubbed from the social medias and the website. All of a sudden, it's going to be gone. It's going to be Dara Quilty. Smiling.
He's good, I like him.
2 to 4:30. No, we can't tell you. Ray, blink once for figures that now I should know. I'm not telling you. Lauren Mullingar. On show, Ray, I get the back to school jitters in my stomach at this time of year, and I'm 38 years old and not a teacher. Love the show. Hey. From Maura.
I sort of get that too, yeah.
There's something
in the weather, isn't there?
Yeah, it's beginning to cool down. It's getting a little bit... darker in the mornings.
The
are darker.
Mornings.
Yeah.
Particularly this morning, I noticed it. Very upset at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
You've gone down, you've got the Follen's books, you're looking through them, and you're thinking, I'm never going to learn this.
I've got my nose in the books already. Not reading them, sniffing them. Oh, yeah.
Were you a brown wrapping paper type person, or did you laminate your books?
The Brennan's bread wrapper.
Yeah.
The wallpaper.
Brennan's bread wrapper.
Yeah, people. By the way, we didn't do any of that. We were the worst at our house for wrapping. It was mostly Wu-Tang Clan.
Is it that kids can't be trusted with books? Because I've never owned a book since I left school that I needed to wrap.
It's because you have it all year and it's going to be in bits in your school bag by the time you're finished the year with it.
We used leftover wallpaper when you're...
This is it. Yeah. So people would use the brown paper or the wallpaper or the bread wrapping. Mm. We didn't do any of that. We were way ahead of our time. We used to use plastic, clear plastic that was designed for wrapping school books.
Right.
The sticky one, and you get a bubble underneath it. You spend the entire year moving the bubble around.
Yeah, we used that. Yeah.
I did that. Yeah.
Or we just wouldn't bother wrapping the books as well. That was another thing. It's because we were obsessed. Is that obsession still there? Like, we're obsessed with the books being perfect at the end of the year because you want to be able to sell them on.
If you didn't have a younger sibling, you could sell them on.
We were obsessed, like. Ridiculous. Donald's over there, 087-4100-102. Donald?
Foley, I'm reporting you and your stupid show to the broadcast entirety of Ireland.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's absolutely... So. You know what? Donald, if you're going to do that, you got to get it right.
Yes, what is the name of this radio station?
Yes, this is Today FM.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm going to be reporting you and your stupid, ignorant show to the Watchdog on Discrimination in Media Broadcasting Society.
And you got a roll the B on the broadcasting as well. It's
broadcasting.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm going to be reporting you and your stupid, ignorant show to the Watchdog on Discrimination in Media Broadcasting Society.
Thank you very much for your call. Right, House of Pain, let's jump around. You're on Today FM. Dua Lipa and Dance the Night. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hello.
Ray Foley, by the way. Your friends, please, just get the word of mouth is... so important.
It would really help out, guys.
Particularly at this stage. Did you see this about the drones and the dogs? This is amazing. This is mind-blowing that people are able to do this. Meet the 6,000-person volunteer army using cutting-edge technology to search for lost dogs. They use thermal imaging drones, custom-made traps set up with laser beams, magnetic door catches and wireless video doorbells to track down people's missing and lost dogs.
This is high-tech stuff.
If you lose your pooch, you call the... Who are you going to call? You call the drone guys. They use sausages, smoked bacon and sardines are a less sophisticated but essential part of the rescue missions. The volunteer army tracking down missing dogs
with drones and streaky... They're called Drone Search and Rescue for Lost Dogs. They're based in the UK. And they're using... I've had two drones in my life. You know, the DJI, you know the... Do you remember the big... There was one a few years ago, like a big, huge white one.
Right.
It's massive, like a huge spider. And I charged up the battery on it, connected it. There's an app on your phone. You connect it and you connect then you mount the phone then on the little charger or the little remote control for it. And then it's got a camera built in. You can see.
This is for spying on your neighbours, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My more attractive neighbours, not the ugly ones, you understand.
Yeah. On a nice sunny day.
Yeah, the good looking male neighbours. Yeah. So I went through the whole red, charged it up and mounted the camera and sent it up into the air, smashed it into a tree instantly. So then I thought, you know what, the drone is too big, so I bought a smaller one, a smaller DJI, the DJI Mini or Micro, it's called, right?
Great piece of tech, yeah.
So I charged it up and I mounted the phone, connected the phone, connected the app, sent it up. This one, it says it has sensors in it.
Oh, cool, that's safe, yeah.
So it has tracking and it can move depending on the subject that it's following.
Right.
And it won't crash into a pole.
So that would never happen,
So I launched it up into the air and it crashed into it. I sent it back to DJI, the company.
Did they say pilot error?
No, I said the thing is built into it. It's not supposed to crash. Right. And I have the video footage of it literally crashing into the pole. They said there's nothing we can do about that. I said, I've been ad here. I've been ad. Let me call my dog and drone guy.
Cool.
Please hold.
We will.
This is in the UK, in England, that they're doing
I've heard
this.
Of it, yeah.
It's nearby. Like,
it's just over there.
Just over the water. This is a drone search. Oh, it's ringing. Drone search and rescue for lost dogs. And they're busy at them. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is that Graham?
Yeah, speaking.
Graham Burton, he's the founder of Drone Search and Rescue for Lost Dogs. Graham, thank you so much for joining us. Ray Foley's my name, calling from Today FM in Ireland. Are you busy at the moment, sir? Are you busy at the moment?
No, I'm free. I'm okay to talk.
Oh, you're able to talk. Great.
Yeah.
I was reading about your using the drones to find lost dogs. How did you get into this business?
Oh, God, it was 6 years ago. I used to be an admin on a number of missing dog groups in the UK. And we were always getting people coming on, has anybody got a drone? Or does anybody know anybody who's got a drone? And it got me to thinking that there wasn't a dedicated drone group for this. So I set up Drone SAR for Lost Dogs UK. And the rest is history, as they say.
Is it a Facebook group or is it a website?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group.
Right, okay. And do you charge people to find their dogs for them?
No, everything is done absolutely free of charge. It's all voluntary. Yeah, nobody earns a penny from what we do.
I was just explaining to my friend JP here.
Hello.
That I've had a couple of the DJI drones. They're like the commercial consumer drones. And I've crashed them. Every time I've powered it up, it's crashed. Okay, are they the standard consumer drones that you'd be using for this sort of activity, or would you be using some sort of specialist device?
Not really. It's anything from a DJI Mini 2 up to Mavic 3Ts, 30Ts.
Okay.
It really depends on what your budget is to what drone you get. We've got a good large number of thermal imaging drones. They seem to be a favourite with the pilots, and also they benefit due to the thermal imaging. They're a great asset to have within the group.
So if there's a dog moving, or it's an open field, or a couple of open fields, you'll be able to see livestock moving, or a dog.
Yeah.
I've never seen the thermal imaging ones. That must be a fairly new development, is it?
No, they've been out quite a few years now.
I need to stop crashing the drones then, Graham.
Basically what they'll do, they'll pick up a heat source.
Yeah.
So if they, it doesn't matter whether it's daylight or nighttime, they can pick up a heat source and then you can investigate that heat source and basically see what it is, Hopefully it's the dog.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Do you attach then bacon or food to a drone, or do you just use the drone to track them and then move in?
We use the drone as eyes in the sky.
Okay.
A drone can't catch a dog. So basically a drone is used as eyes in the sky. It can It can cover fields far quicker than anybody can on foot.
Yeah.
It can cover inaccessible areas such as cliff faces, mountain areas, which are dangerous, you know, for people to just go and search the area. The advantage of them is absolutely amazing, you know.
Right, and then you can go out then in person then, or as a group, or you can let the owners know that there's a good chance that they're out in this field, or you can go and make contact and bring the dog in.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I mean, obviously, we try to get the owners out with the pilots as well when we're searching, because if we do happen to see the dog, then it's the owner that can go to the dog and hopefully retrieve the dog, you know. We've got over 3,500 drone pilots throughout the UK and Ireland, and we've got over 2,750 ground searchers.
I suppose the good thing as well is that, like, drone users, particularly in the last number of months, you've seen it as well in Heathrow, drone users are getting a lot of flack in terms of, like, disrupting flight plans and flight paths, and particularly drone hobbyists, they're innocently using their drones, that this is actually a good way of being able to use them and actually do some good.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it could be youngsters. They just had a drone, their first drone, and they want to fly it anywhere they can, you know. But in all fairness, we've got a good relationship with basically all the airports in the UK, where we can actually contact air traffic control and get their permissions to fly in the area. And we've never had no problem doing this. They know it's for the search and rescue mission. They will give us a time slot. They will also tell us how high we can fly.
They know you're not messers. Yeah, they know that you're good with good intentions. Cost-wise, how much are we looking at for a new drone? How much would it cost?
Oh, if you went for, say, a Mavic 3T, which is a thermal imaging drone, you were probably talking about just under £4,000 for one of those.
Okay, listen, I'll give you my wife's number, okay? And you can make the argument for me.
And your card number, please.
Absolutely. Listen, we'll arrange that off the air. Thanks so much for taking the call. Graham Burton, founder of the Drone Search and Rescue for Lost Dogs. Go and check it out on Facebook and for local Irish groups as well. Graham, thank you so much, sir. Much obliged.
No problem at all, Ray. Thank you very much.
Cheers, man. All the best.
Ray Foley.
That sounds like a good use of time.
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Actually, while we're on the subject, chip the dog. Chip the dog. He's going to get out. He or she's going to get out. Chip it, and it'll mean you'll find it an awful lot sooner, and put a collar on it while you're at it as well. Stay on Today FM. I'll play Flo Rida and see ya.
The last word with
Today FM News. I'll have more at 4.
You need to do it at the same time, man.
Rhythm is my forte.
No, the song is Rhythm is a Dancer. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben?
Yeah. Ben? Hello?
Ben.
Hello?
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, speaking.
That Ireland West Airport, Knock Airport story from the last hour.
Yeah.
Where we were trying to ring them. An update, by the way, a refresher on the story. Ireland West Airport is the best airport in the world ever. This is the general gist of the story.
Sure.
It's been ranked as the sixth best airport in Europe and the best in Ireland for passenger queue times. Mm-hmm. Study looked at reviews of the slowest and the quickest queuing times across the continent, and Ireland West Airport Knock, top of the class. My hand
fast. Cool the bus.
Well done, guys. Great bunch of lads.
I was trying to call them. And excuse me. They were on to me then on my Instagram. Oh my God, I'm dying.
Oh, they can't answer a phone, but they can message an Instagram.
Yeah, they're on Instagram. Well, sure, it's 2023, Ben. It's you got to be 360. You got to be on the socials over there. And they sent me a phone number to call.
Oh, great.
Right, the airport communications manager's number is here. Oh, sorry.
Is there a name attached to that number, Ray?
I don't know if there is or not. Did it ring? Hello?
Hello?
Hello there. Today FM, Ray Foley calling. Who's that?
Donal.
Hi, from Ireland West Airport.
Oh, Donal, you're doing a great job. Loving your work, Donal.
Congratulations, Donal. Well done.
We're a bit disappointed, Ray. We see ourselves as number one in Europe.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. And you know, I, as a man from the west of Ireland myself, I have to say I entirely agree. I think you're doing fantastic work.
Unfortunately, Mayo people, as you know, Ray, we have trouble sealing the deal when it comes to the big prize.
Getting over the line is a try. Let's not dwell.
It's tricky.
Mayo for Sam 2024.
Correct.
So what's the story? How do you get people moving through there nice and fast, nice and zippy?
That's the secret, Ray. You know, it's like, how do we get the figures? We don't want to give away secrets.
Is it baby oil?
We have very, very efficient staff, Ray. That's the key. And a very, very good airline.
All right. And you get people through. And in terms of like the security gates even, or scanning the bags, people get through nice and quick, yeah?
Yeah, you'll see there if you go on social media, Ray. Anytime over the last number of months, you'll see numerous people challenging each other how quickly they can get from car park to departures gate. And I think the record is 3:30. So
wow.
That kind of gives you an indication of... That won't always happen now because obviously we'll get very busy at times.
Of course, yeah.
That's the challenge that goes on social media with people.
Well, just ringing to say congratulations, fair play, and well done. Cheers, yeah. Donald.
Thanks, Ray.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for taking the call. Much obliged. Congrats. Bye.
Ray Foley.
Well, there was another phone ringing in the background.
He's off to Greece.
Wait a second, I've got to go. I've got to keep him moving here. Got to get people on the planes.
Did he say 3 and a bit minutes?
Parking the car. You've taken the bags out of the booth.
I can't go to the toilet that amount of time.
And you're at the gate in 3.5 minutes. Come on, we're having a bop. Come on, when you're out, you're out, Catherine Thomas. Come on, let's do this.
Are you going to the bar? Give me one, will you?
Come on, shots.
Bring me back one, will you? Bring me back one.
Come on, shots.
And actually a pint of water as well, thanks.
Boys and girls, today FM playing the music you love, Rihanna, only girl in the world, and joining us in the studio, the only girl in our world this afternoon.
Oh, wow, it was worth coming in for that.
It's the one and only, the Our Rose of Tralee, Catherine Thomas is... And she is wonderful. Thomas, I have to say, I had no idea you were coming in today.
Well, I didn't either.
You were supposed to be on the phone with us.
I know, but you know, I was getting into my car to get to a meeting, which I have to be at 4 o'clock, and I said, you know what, I'll just come in. I'm passing the door, wouldn't I?
We're keeping you so till 4:30. We're all going to have the chats between now and then. Pick your favourite songs, let's have the chats. So good to see you again.
But it's always better to come in and have a chat and see you and... How are you keeping? Are
good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you keeping? You're doing the Rose of Tralee.
I am doing the Rose of Tralee.
How does she feel about it? How you doing?
Yes.
This is a huge international event. Are you nervous? How are you feeling about it?
I'm not nervous. I probably will be closer to the time. Like, we're live Monday and Tuesday night. It's 3 hours of live TV on Monday, again on Tuesday. So I am packing the mall and the Goonas and the whole lot, and I'm heading down on Friday. So we are there. We've got a few bits and pieces to do, rehearse Saturday, Sunday, and then so probably over the course of a few days, I will probably maybe start to get a little...
Oh, stop. You're an old hand at this.
Well, you know what? I do love live television.
Yeah.
I have to say, I love it. I just think there's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like live radio, but like live TV.
But nobody's looking at you.
Nobody's
radio,
looking at you. Yeah. Mind you, these days, this day and age, you've got cameras. And
we've got cameras. The great thing about our cameras is no one clicks on our videos.
Okay, so we're good.
It's a huge comfort to us.
Well, I did wash my hair today, and it gives me a chance. But I suppose for me, it's like I want to, because I've met all the girls now, 32 of them, and they are amazing. They're funny. They're confident. They have so much to say. They are so brilliant. And I just probably want to do them justice on stage, you know, because they've only got, 6-7 minutes to kind of showcase and, you know, say who they are, what they're about.
Where did you meet them? Was it in Dublin or was it down in Kerry?
We did a day in Barberstown Castle and then we did another day in Longford.
Okay.
So we stole them off the bus. I mean, the schedule that they're on, they are on a bus.
It's hectic, yeah.
It's mental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are shaking hands and up and down the country and meeting everybody and farms and...
And are they in sort of campaign mode? Like, is every interaction that they engage in... Sort of like, this is being monitored, I'm being judged on everything I do.
I don't get
here.
That at all. No, they are honestly having the crack.
Okay.
Like, there's a few ones in there now that would, you know...
Wands.
That, you know, when you've got a group together, you always need the one.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to keep the crack going and who's going to keep everybody motivated and sing songs on the bus.
Dahi was the chief one.
Dahi, yeah, well, I mean, there's no one better. But, yeah, so there's just great crack and great camaraderie. And I would imagine by the time it gets closer, maybe the competition will heat up a little bit between them. But honestly, I didn't get that at all from
them.
They're just there to, you know, and it is really important.
Yeah. Come here, Catherine. I'm hearing that Sinead Dowd, Leash Rose, the odds are really short. On her to be crowned the Rose of
Tralee. She's amazing.
She wore a punt.
Well, do you know what? They are all, I don't know. I mean, it changed every day. I heard Mayo as well was another
one. Right. Han Mayo!
Hon Mayo.
They never win anything. We've got the best, airport and we've got the best girls.
Carlo Rose.
Come on.
I always wanted to be
one.
Are you
not the Carlo Rose?
Did you want to be one, yeah?
Well, my nana, right, so all my mom's side of the family are from Kerry. They're sort of Ballyferret or West Kerry. And my nana, God love her, God rest her now, for donkey's years just wanted me. And then when she stopped plaguing me, she started at the sister.
The sister, yeah.
Please do it, please do it. But we never did. I just didn't think I was kind of Rose material back then.
What would your talent have been? Sorry, I know you've got loads of talents.
Pregnant balls.
What would you have chosen? Which one would
television
you have
television presenting. Co-hosting with Di O'Shea.
Yes.
Would be the talent.
Well, I think I can sing, but only after, you know, 6 or 7 gin and tonics. I think I can dance. Again, I have the same problem there. So, I don't know, maybe freestyle dancing.
Fair enough, that's good. Yeah,
you've seen me, Ray. You've seen me.
I have, yeah.
What would you give me out of 10?
Crystal yeah. Circa 2008.
Oh, come on. Was it that long ago?
It was that long ago, Catherine. We're all that old now. God. It's ridiculous. Oh, come here. When Ray Darcy was presenting it,
yes,
he did. Everyone was hugely impressed that Ray learnt off all of the names of the roses. And Dahi has done it since.
Yeah.
Walking along and saying the names of all of the roses.
Yes. I always think I'm very impressed. And everyone tunes in to say, is he going to fuck it up?
Have you got it? How is it going to work this year? And have
well,
you learnt
them
off
yet? Well, I can't give too much away.
Right.
But my short-term memory is very good.
Oh, the gauntlet is thrown down.
Long-term memory, I am like a goldfish. Forget it. But, yeah, no, I was always good at cramming.
Okay.
I was always good at cramming and learning my lines.
Right, so Dahi will be there with the foot reading it off the phone as he's walking across the stage.
Catherine will have somebody in her ear going, brunette, leash, Sinead. Yeah.
Absolutely, that's how it works.
So, so you can't tell us then about how it's actually, like, are you going to do it together or are you going to do it one at a time? You can't tell us.
I can't tell you.
Right.
I can't tell you. And to be honest, we're still working it out. And that's being really honest about what's going to work best at the show. What I'm excited about is kind of bringing it somewhere a little bit different from my perspective. I mean, Dahi is great. He does what he does. He interviews people differently no more than you interview people differently.
But it needed a freshen up, Catherine. It did. It was dying on its arse. And Catherine was just saying it was off the air here.
Yeah, we shouldn't say it this on air, but why not?
But she was like, poor Dahi, he needed me.
He was getting
clarity, I did not say no
it was,
such
Catherine
thing.
Was like, it was a move of desperation. It really was.
It's the second most watched show after the toy show.
Everyone
certainly
knows
not dying on its
arse. Knows what I'm like. They know I'm messing. She didn't say that. But like, there has been a lot of talk about Why are you coming
because
in?
Because I know, because there's a woman on stage now.
Is that it?
I think there's a lot. Well, certainly the feedback that I got from the girls who I've met and who I'm chatting and who I will be chatting to is it's nice to kind of have that as an option this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's because there are a lot of, like, there was, I mean, when I was chatting to the girls, for example, we went off topic quite a lot in terms of where we are at personally and where we, do you know what I mean? So I think woman to woman.
That I wouldn't identify with or wouldn't even bring up, I suppose.
And vice versa, you know? Uh-huh. So I think it'll be good to be able to bring a little bit of freshness, a bit of female freshness.
And enjoy yourselves. Do you get on with Dahi? You must have known him for years.
Sure. Myself and Dahi have great old crack. Mm-hmm. It'll be trying to keep us out of the pub from now till Tuesday will be the problem.
How does it work in terms of your commitment to it now? Are you heading down today or
I am
the whole week, is it?
I have a meeting today and then I go down Friday morning. So Friday morning and then we're down there. So I have never been to the Rose Tree. So apparently the whole town goes.
You were in for a treat.
Radio rental. Have you been?
Oh yeah, I did it once.
Okay.
I like just wild.
Wild.
A great time, yeah.
But when you think of the diaspora that come in, like they are coming from as far as New Zealand, Australia, the States, like this is big. And you know, I hate that connotation where they say the lovely girls competition and Father Ted and all the jokes that go with it.
Yeah, well, that's inevitable. But
But when you, like, you know, the Irish girls take part and do it for their own reasons. But when you see the sense of pride of all the girls that are coming in from overseas, mm-hmm. and actually it's not just the Rose Tralee, hearing about their Irish connections, whether it's the Irish Centre in Arizona or whether it's Philadelphia or whether it's, you know, it's so important to them. Like, it's a huge part of their identity, and you kind of forget that.
We would take it for granted here in Ireland, whereas it means so much. They're culture and their heritage, like what is essentially ours as well.
Yeah.
But it means so much more to them. Do you have a judging role then as well? Like, do you have a vote in terms of the panel or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
Absolutely not. So I think there were more judges in the past, whereas I think now this year there are only 3 judges, whereas I think before maybe there were 4 or 5.
Okay.
So they've narrowed it down, there's 3 judges, and the girls are, I mean,
in terms of they're not judged on their performance on the night. This is having met them. This is having, you know, looking at all their achievements when they do their biographies, like their, you know, what they've done in terms of altruism, what they've done in terms of career, what they've done in terms of studies. So it's right across the board as well. So
how did it come about? Like, did you get the, was it a text, a phone call? Come here, would you want to do the Rosa Tralee?
Phone call, yeah. From RT, from Alan Tyler and RT.
That's a quick conversation, I'd say, isn't it?
I had to think about it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I did have to think about it because I thought, like, in a way, I was kind of going, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I was really honestly, you know, and Dahi does such a brilliant job mm-hmm. and he's at the helm. It's the way he does it.
I think he'll have a great buzz together.
But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't take on a show like that if I didn't. You know, if I didn't have a relationship with the person,
that's it,
doing
yeah,
it. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? I've known
so
Dahi 17
like if it was Ray Darcy or something, you'd be like, no, we know crack there.
You need counsel on that.
She was just saying before we came on, she was like,
shut
if it was
off.
Ray Darcy,
so
I wouldn't do it.
You said so much before we came on.
Oh, she won't say, tell us anything when she's on now, but like, swear to God. No, again, I'm joking.
Big part of hosting, Catherine, is the twinkle in the eye and flirting with the contestants. Have you practiced your chat-up lines, your flirtatious banter?
Yes.
With the 32
I've
roses.
I've got it down. Yeah, I've got it down, yeah. Good, we've done the wings.
These poor girls, I swear to God, being on stage with the most beautiful woman in Ireland.
Oh,
I
mean, it's the most. It's the most.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I could co-host with you.
Me arse. Yeah, I'd want all the glory. I want to be the one in the lovely dress. It's on Monday the 21st and Tuesday the 22nd. That's next Monday and Tuesday night on RT1 Television. The other host with the most. It's Catherine Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us, madam, and good luck. And we'll be watching next Monday and Tuesday night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a million.
Love you. This is the Killers on Today FM.
Coming out of my cage.
Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ireland. It's Wednesday. Ray Foley on the radio. Today FM, playing the music you love. I'm Ray, JJP. And
hi.
Catherine's gone. Catherine Thomas is gone. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, I listen to the show now. I love Catherine Thomas. Yeah. She's gone already.
She's great. I like her.
She breezes in, she breezes out, she's gone. There's a breath of fresh air. Fragrant and lovely. And she's going to be on the Rose of Tralee on Monday and Tuesday with Dahi O'Shea.
8 o'clock, RTE1. Afric was in touch, Ray. She says, guys, Dahi is the dream co-host, no offence, JP. He'd be a doll to work with, says Afric. Yeah, I'd imagine that is true of Dahi. Have you worked with Dahi?
He was here yesterday and I saw him through the glass, but we did not. I don't know if Dahi's talking to me. There was a falling
out.
Is
that a falling out?
There was a falling out there.
You're feuding, one of your many media feuds.
I was in. This is going back years and years.
Guineas.
When Dahi, what?
You were in Guineas.
I was in Guineas buying a new pair of school trousers.
Right.
And there was only one pair left. Dahi got the trousers. Right. Guineas, isn't that the way you buy your school trousers?
Yeah, yeah, or coats.
No, in all seriousness, it was when...
Let's get serious, guys.
They were looking for... it was when the gig came up for the Rose of Tralee. And it was down to me and Dahi in the end, and we haven't.
Sorry, what? Okay. Yeah, okay.
We were talking about Ireland West Airport, Knock Airport, a few minutes ago as well. Lorraine texted, she just sent a text with a love heart, Knock Airport, which I'm guessing is, I like an airport. I like a good airport, and Knock Airport's clearly one of them. This is because getting through Knock Airport's the fastest queue-wise in Ireland. You can get from the airport, or from the car park, straight through to your gate within 3.5 minutes. Not every time, but that's the record or one of the fastest times you can do. Cork, I've got a lot of respect for as well. Cork has been very good to me, as I've covered already. Love Cork. Cork Airport. Were you with me? This is back in the day. I remember being in the airport, in the car park of the airport, and on the speakers, I'm convinced you were with me.
All right.
They announced on the speakers, this is the final boarding call for passenger Foley on Ryanair flight, blah, blah, blah. And I think it was you as well. So passenger Foley and passenger Gilburn, this is the final boarding call for Ryanair flight. Like the final call.
Mm.
And I was outside the building.
Did this not happen in Berlin? Confuse Cork and Berlin. It's easily done.
This definitely happened in Cork Airport. And I remember getting through security and getting to the gate and getting on the plane even though it was the final boarding call.
There you go.
It was a thing of great beauty. So to Cork and Ireland West. And while I'm at it then, I'm giving a beautiful shout out and a well done to Kerry Airport as well, because my God, getting through there,
Ray Foley,
it's an absolute sensation.
With Care Plus, care with a K, care with lads, a difference. Careplus.ie.
Cop on, lads. Bit of cop now, lads. Over 30,000 euro on the cash machine. We're making the call next. 75. Anne Marie and Shania Twain. That's Unhealthy. Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over
Hello,
there.
Hello, I am. Yes.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah, hi.
Do you like to... Here. You don't have to... Like every time... Unhealthy. Did you say unhealthy or unhealthy?
I say unhealthy because
Do you say unbelievable or unbelievable?
I'd say unbelievable.
Do you say unreal or unreal?
I'd say unreal.
Lads, that was unreal. Guys, that Shania Twain and Anne-Marie song, it's unreal. Would you say unreal? That's going too far, really, isn't it? Right, so I'm off to Tato Park. Bring your own Tato.
Emerald Park.
Just to, I tell you what, just to sicken them, I'm going to bring some of the terrible Pringles. The red, a full long tube of red Pringles, just to sicken them. Contraband in the backpack as we're going in. They won't know what hit them. I tell you what, lads.
You know, I had a look at Emerald Park online there, and I had in my head that it'd be a small-time operation. This is a proper theme park. No, I know. I shouldn't be surprised.
Under a rock the last 10 years.
Evidently. This is a proper roller coaster.
I'm not lying. I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you good with that kind of thrill?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't, but as with kids, I've gotten better at hopping on the roller coasters with them, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And I think you get wet on one of them as well. Like, yeah, splashing.
Oh,
you know, like,
okay. Yeah,
0874 100 102. Get the donuts, 5 for €4, up near the Skywalk. Delicious. Sounds sensational. And do the Viking ride either first thing or last thing, because you will get drenched. There you go, that's what I was talking about. I saw some videos of people getting absolutely soaking wet. And it wasn't raining, it's like you're splashing through water. The Viking ride from Shawnee. Thanks, Shawnee. Alan said, quote, I'm going to ride everything and I'm bringing my own Tatoes. Pretty much sums up my teenage brain from Alan. Yeah, same, Alan. Snap.
Yeah.
And Tom is over there. Tom in Port Leash, I think.
Hi, Ray. I'm Tom from Port Leash.
Yeah, that's what I said, Tom.
I was at Emerald Park on Sunday, and I think you should definitely go on the Viking Voyage. It's a really fun water roller coaster, and it makes you go down a massive slide at the end. Bye.
Cheers, dude. Yeah, we've got it on the list. Viking Voyage, and it's got a big splash in it. And then there's the big, isn't it? Or at least it was, I remember when they launched it. It was the largest, the Cúchulainn.
Cúchulainn, yeah.
And the largest wooden roller coaster in Europe. So I'm looking forward to that. And of course, I'm looking forward to the bring your own Tatoes situation. Or Pringles. Or whatever your crisp of choice is. I might bring some popcorn as well, just to be adventurous. I'll try anything once. 0874-100-102. Kylie Minogue, can't get you out of my head. This is Today FM. For you, I guess you moved on really easily. Today FM, playing the music you love. Looking at the Emerald Park, Tato Park, Tato Emeralds, Emerald...
Emerald Park, yeah.
Yeah, Viva Stadium, the three arena website.
Mount Road, yeah.
I'm looking at the roller coasters. It looks pretty full on. And they've got this other kind of spinny, aroundy, uppy, downy, up in the air, spinning around fast type of thing. Right. I don't know if that's the name of it.
Technical term.
They probably have a snazzier title for it than that. But I'm telling you, I might not come back. So, if this is it, I want you to know that the last 18 months on this show have been the best time of my life. I want to thank you for listening. You've meant the world to me.
Ray, will you do yourself a favour when you go to Emerald Park tomorrow? Bring a change of underwear.
I never leave home without one.
Those high G forces, they'll get you.
There's so much. That's just the dart on the way over. Wait, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No. Yeah.
We didn't get to do Peggy Goo's Eggy Goo, where DJ Peggy Goo reveals her secret to making the perfect soft boiled egg. She has the yolk is all runny.
Yeah, 4 minutes, that's all you need, folks.
We didn't get to do Simon Peggy Goo,
yeah,
where we unveil the hottest new duo in dance music. It's Mission Impossible actor Simon Pegg and South Korean DJ Peggy Gou.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to do Emerald Park Ji-sung, yeah. where South Korean footballer Park Ji-sung tells us he's been hired as an ambassador for Emerald Park. But he keeps getting confused as well. He keeps calling it Tato Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Enjoy it, Ray. Enjoy it.
I will. We're back on Monday. Have a lovely weekend.
Ray Foley.
Back on Monday. Ridiculous.
With Care Plus.
Matt's on
Care
the way next.
With a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie. Today.